Hey guys, welcome to Angler News South Africa, and this is another destination report of Mazepa Bay. I am your host, Vanessa Green, and this show is proudly brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. If you are looking for customized fishing shirts or jackets, we are the guys to call. With over 8 years in creating apparel for over 100 fishing clubs, competitions, and teams, Angler Apparel are confident that we can make you look good on the water. Our garments are UV protected, quick dry, breathable, and the only brand that offers you a lifetime guarantee that it will never shrink or fade. Give us a call on 083-792-8977 or 076-043-9269 and we will get creating for you. Hey guys, welcome to another fishing report, another destination report off Mazepa Bay with Owen Richter. And he is talking about a mutual friend of ours, Duvan van Breda. And Duvan has been fishing in Mazepa this past week and he has had an absolute epic weekend. He has got a certain shark of 465 kilos, a couple greys just around the 300 kilo mark, and he has got all of this off a kite. Well, guys, Owen is going to be talking about kite fishing. He's talking about the tackle to use for kite fishing. And also, he's going to tell us everything else that's going on in Mazepa. So, guys, here is Owen.
Well, good day to all you guys out there. And yeah, hope you all had one lovely weekend. Well, getting back to fishing straight from Mazepa Bay. We've got Duvan van Breda that's been staying over at my spot there, and what a trip he's had. Yeah, listen guys, we're back flat out into the kite fishing again. So I'm going straight for the big ones. Yeah, Duvan's been, and we've had some good winds blowing the last week. Duvan's been dropping some beautiful baits out, of course not too big with the kite. And I'm sure you guys saw on social media, he caught a 465 kg tiger. He's got some greys under 300 kilos. Yeah, and he's caught a handful of sharks. So the sharks are at Mazepa Bay, but you're working hard for your fish, my friend. Kite fishing is not for the faint-hearted. You must know how to tack your kite. So yeah, once you get going, make sure you get the right size kites. There's three sizes you get. I think a 50 centimeters one. You get the one about 75 centimeters and you get a meter one. So on those days when there's a light wind, you put the bigger kite out and that helps you a lot, gentlemen. Yeah, please be careful using a scarboard reel when you using a kite, because when the wind gets too strong, it tensions the braid or the line tensions on the scarboard reel and they tend to pop. But getting back to the fishing, yeah, Duvan's been telling me there's been a lot of garrick off the front of the island and around the edges, but they're far out. They got locked jaw. They're not feeding. But nevertheless, guys, yeah, once again, just remember, we use Circulos. 9 out of 10 of us use all our different brands of Circulos for all the sharks. You don't have to use 3 meters of steel trace. That's why you're using a Circulo. The Circulo goes to the corner of the mouth, and then, of course, you've got your leader lines that can do nearly the same as what your steel trace does. So I've been seeing some guys using like 3 meters of steel trace on their shark tackle. I think that's a little bit of overkill, because we're using Circulos. Your Circulos going to the corner of the mouth, so the shark can't bite you off. Those big sharks don't just roll you off, they're too big just to roll. And the only one that jumps is your spinner. And then we've got your T-line tapered leader that starts from 1.2 to 2.5. They come in drone leaders and we call them drone kite leaders now, and a normal leader for the casting. So yeah, once again guys, yeah, I had a run in with the Department of Forests and Fisheries last week, and yeah guys, you need to have your fishing licenses with you at all times. If you haven't got it, it's a 300 rand fine. Your driving permits for the whole Transcar, guys, you need to have it. Otherwise, you're going to get a 2,500 and fine. The drone fishing, guys, for those guys, is a sensitive subject at the moment. Every O's got a different stroke when it comes to fishing, guys. So don't jump up and get your shoelaces in a knot. But enjoy drone fishing, enjoy kite fishing, enjoy sliding, enjoy all kinds of fishing, catching bass, catching carp. But yeah, I had my drone with me. I'll be straightforward with you guys, and did not use it at the time. And the guys got to me, and you know, wherever I was fishing in the car. The guys got to me. They want to know what's in my back seat, and I said I've got a drone there. And they looked at it. They gave me their thoughts of the drone, and they just told me, listen, they give me a warning for having a drone in the vehicle. So I said I'm not using the drone, and they said, yeah, but still it's illegal to use a drone. So I said, show me where it's gazetted, and the guys couldn't show me. But nevertheless, that's a story for another day. Guys, you know, just be careful out there when you're doing the fishing. You know, we're paying, all of us, a lot of money on fuel, a lot of money on fishing tackle, a lot of money on gear, bait, to get your destination to catch a nice fish. And that's where drone fishing came in, and it gave us all a little bit of a push, you know. But a lot of days we couldn't use a drone because of the wind, and then we use a kite anyway. So, but guys, Duvandev has been catching some beautiful sharks with his clients, and well done to the boys there. And every shark was caught and measured and released safely back into the sea. The edible fishing, he's been catching the bronze bream, the blacktail. There's been some nice shad around, guys. The shad are making their appearance slowly. Well, guys, I was other side bulls in this week, and they're on Palme side, and I was fishing there, and the sea was on its head. We went out deep sea fishing there with Cameron Edwards. We caught a handful of nice fish, some nice blacks, stumps, Scotsman. Yeah, the fishing was quite good there off the boat. So yeah, for those guys going past Mazeppa towards Bullsin and Palme side, also, yeah, just make sure you've got all your driving permits, you've got your fishing licenses with you at all times, guys. Another thing is, when you're in the Transcar, be very careful buying your oysters and mussels and crayfish and stuff, guys. Please have your permits with you. They're gonna catch you with that stuff. And we've been noticing further down the coastline now, closer to Coffee Bay, the guys have been selling people crayfish, a little bit undersized, but quite a bit of crayfish. And then what that guy does is, the seller tells the police of Coffee Bay that Wati Otabaki and Ford Ranger's coming through, and there's only one way in and out of Coffee Bay. And then of course you get stopped, and you've got undersized crayfish with you, but you've got a permit, and you've caught with this undersized crayfish, and it's all got to do with permits and bribes and stuff. So yeah, make sure when you guys buy your seafood and stuff, that you've got the right sizes and you know what you're doing. But well, guys, once again, tight lines for you all, those who are going fishing, wherever you are, go for it. One more thing I forgot to tell you guys, there's been some pilot trials of sods up and down the coastline. We went out looking for mackerel for deep sea, and we dropped the Suzuris down, and you won't believe it's truth be told, we were getting sardines. So the pilot trawls are moving up and down the coastline. I think we're going to have one hell of a run this year, because they are starting already, coming up and down. But the minute those big shoals come past Mazeppa, I'll let you guys know. Have a lovely week out there, and be safe out there. Tight lines, guys.
So much for that, Owen. We truly appreciate your input and your great knowledge of Mazeppa Bay. So guys, we are dropping baits with kites nowadays, fishing with circle hooks. And of course, yes, the droning is a topic for another day. But for now, the fishing is good. However, make sure you have your fishing permits. Guys, once again, that was Owen Richter from Wild Coast Fishing Charters. If you are heading out to Mazeppa Bay, Owen is certainly the guy to call. So this is one of the features of Angling New South Africa. This one was Mazeppa Bay, but we will be bringing you more destinations on the show. So don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow from whichever podcast channel you are listening from. This feature was brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. So don't forget, if you are looking for those customized fishing shirts, give us a call. Once again, for Angling New South Africa, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future.